Hello and welcome to the podcast. My name is Martin and I'm a member of a nonprofit organization, Toastmasters International, which goal is to help its members to develop their organizational, communicational and leadership skills. On our regular meetings, we get out of our comfort zone as much as possible. And thanks to this, and also thanks to feedback that we get on these meetings, we develop and move on further towards our goals. Toastmasters has a really rich community of people. And also, this is the reason why I decided to invite the presidents of clubs in Slovakia to have a chat with them. And for today's meeting, the invitation was accepted by the president, Adriano Patruno. Hi, Adriano.
Hi, Martin. Thanks for inviting.
My pleasure. Adriano, first of all, I have a question. Since this is also a first English podcast I am recording, usually we have Slovak clubs and Slovak members. I want to know something more about you, how you came into Slovakia, actually, in the first place.
That's a regular foreigner story. Actually, I'm in Slovakia already since 5 years, which is quite a while, but I really like it. I was looking at the time in 2016 for a different job, and I didn't really mind where it was. And a friend of mine was already living here. He sent me this offer proposal to come here, and without even thinking too much, I then accepted and found a job here, and I found myself at home quite fast. I wanted to study the language and to see Slovakia, and that's I did a bit of that. So a regular foreigner story.
It's a nice story. I mean, you joined afterwards also Toastmasters. So how did you get to know the club? Did you know it before you came here?
I heard about Toastmasters when I was already in Italy, but I never had a chance to attend any meeting, because in my town where I come from, there was no club, and didn't mind to travel. So it was something that I left on the backward of my mind. And when I was here in Slovakia after 6 or 7 months, I actually think I found some advertisement on Facebook or some post on Facebook of a Toastmaster event. And to be honest, I forgot what Toastmaster was when before seeing that advertisement. I totally removed it from my mind, or it was somewhere hidden. And then I recalled that actually I was interested, I wanted to join. They had a meeting a few days later, and that's how I found Toastmasters. Then I went to the meeting. At the time, the club was meeting in Edu Cafe, was the name of the place. It was a cafe for educational events, from painting to writing to Toastmasters events as well. And I joined, and I found 20 or 30 people there, at least it looked like to me. And that was a very weird hour and a half at the time.
Yeah, Edu Cafe, I remember various clubs I think meet in or have met before there in that place. And how long did it take you to come to this meeting? Like, how long, I remember, you're 5 years in Slovakia and in Toastmasters.
Toastmasters is going to be 4 years and a half.
More so it was in the beginning that you found
it. It was in the beginning. Mm-hmm. It was at the beginning, and at the time also I didn't have much to do. So I was happy to add one thing on my list. And as you can see, this thing on my list is still here today.
That's very nice. So you found also a community to help you explore Slovakia? Was that also a reason why you joined?
To be honest, no. What were my motivation was mostly to improve in the public communication and structure of speeches. I plan to use it as an extra for the job, but also it turns out from the first day to be a very pleasant evening. So that was important. Then the competitions, then I have to say that helped me to travel a bit more. I remember already after a few months since I joined, I went to Levice, then to Nitra a couple of times, to Trnava, and so it, yeah, in those days we were doing live competitions. That is not the case right now. This was definitely fun. It was a very nicely spent day. Maybe I didn't do much sightseeing, but it helped me to travel and also connect with other people around Slovakia.
Yeah. Do you find it easy to communicate in English with other clubs or other members from clubs?
No. No, to be honest, no. And also my first Toastmaster trip was after less than a year than I was in Slovakia, and also my Slovak was the best. I attended also a full meeting in Slovak. I didn't understand much, but it was nice to sit there and have some chocolate at least.
And after 5 years, would you understand a bit more of a Slovak meeting?
I think I will do. I think I will do, but I still have to test myself.
Okay, you're welcome to our meetings.
We have been in the session for presidents together, and this was mostly held in Slovak. Most of the time, what I said made sense. some other times, not so much.
And what was your journey in Toastmasters? You mentioned some competitions. Did you have also success?
A couple of times, yes. The first one in Levice in 2017, I participated because all the other people who won in the club contest couldn't go. So I was the... was the only one, so it was quite easy. And then I participated in the impromptu speeches, so in the table topic. This was my first table topic speech on a real stage, because in a Educafé we were just in a room. Then I like to participate for table topic mostly, and so I also had other competition. Once I went to Budapest for the Help Me Here division, mm-hmm. or division,
yeah,
contest
division. Mm-hmm.
Division that was also very a lot of fun. We were there for 2 days, and I like as well the evaluator competition. I'm not a big I'm not so able to write humorous speeches, so I never had the chance yet to participate there, but evaluator impromptu speeches, I like them very much.
These are your favorites, let's say.
Those are my two favorites, yeah.
That's the competition part of Toastmasters, which is a very interesting category. But also in Toastmasters, we have the leadership part, the club officers. Now you're a president. How did you get into it? What were your functions before, just briefly?
Mm-hmm. I've been a treasurer for many years. That's like, you know, that kind of position. Yeah, that's the kind of position that maybe suited me, but also that you keep stable in the end, the treasurer. Okay, good treasurer, it's a full year activity. Standard treasurer, as I was, it was mostly an activity for twice, three times per year when it's about to renew the membership and keep track of finance, or when you have to refund some expenses. So a couple of years then it was comfortable to keep it. And then since June or July of this year, I also became president of the club, of our small club, familiar club, we can call it. But we are growing in numbers. So this was mostly what interested me in taking the presidency. I like the club. It has been very nice for years. And for many reasons, we were declining in number with foreigners. It's or in English speaking club, it's a bit more unstable because you have people who then leave the country or they decide to do other things. So it was a bit unstable and we were shrinking in numbers. And so with the officers are doing a good job in attracting people, converting them to member, letting them see then the value of being a member. So the have a good officer group that we put together. So we are working well on that sense. This was made me kind of drive me to the presidency.
Mm-hmm. And how many foreigners are actually in your club? Is it mostly Slovak people who try to or want to speak English, or is it also?
But now is mostly Slovak people who wants to deliver speeches, improve their communication skills in the English language. So either for pleasure or for a job. But right now we are a couple of people from other countries.
Now you are meeting probably online?
Well, in this exact moment, yes. But until some week ago, we were meeting live. And once every month, we also did a hybrid meeting. To give more chance to people to come, even if they prefer to be at home or they didn't feel safe to come. And as well, being an English club, we have a large network of English speakers all over the world. So in our hybrid meeting, we had people from Australia, people from Greece, people from India, from US or other countries. So actually during the hybrid helped us to fill the agenda and have nice meetings.
Just for the record, today it's 9th of December 21, so that we know we are speaking about online. The pandemic is in its third wave. And exactly, you mentioned a good point. I wanted to ask if you see a benefit of being an English speaking club in Slovakia, because generally in other countries, as far as my information go, the clubs are usually English speaking. For example, our Czech cousins.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. They have more English speaking clubs than Czech. There are only few clubs that speak Czech, and we are kind of unique in this, that we have more of these Slovak clubs, and I think there are only three that speak English. Do you see something different on this? Maybe it's a hard question.
I think it's a fair question. I never tried doing Toastmaster in my own language, so I can't really tell the difference. But what regards having the meeting in English is definitely a good occasion for many to improve the vocabulary, the selection of words. It's definitely harder. When you will come to one of our meeting and you are kindly invited, you will see that sometimes it's our English is a literal translation of what we have in mind that doesn't really make sense in English, but that's why we have some English speakers that are keen to help us improve. So definitely it's a benefit from that side. And then Bratislava has a big population of people who work in corporate. And some of them, they decided to join because Toastmaster can support their career. Or can support them doing their career. So definitely the pool and the improvement in the language are key points of English speaking club.
Mm-hmm. We also tried having an English meeting once in Trenčín. It was online. We could not meet in person at that time. For me, it's really interesting to compare this. I'm used to speaking in Slovak or generally having meetings in Slovak, but this gives another perspective also to, as you mentioned, train the language, practice it, but also It's funny because when I speak my native tongue, usually people who observe me and who know me speaking English and Slovak say that it's also a different voice when speaking a different mm-hmm. language, because we tried, you know, or maybe I have heard a lot of slang or from songs, from movies, from everywhere, and mm-hmm. I have some voice that I will try to mimic in my head when speaking English. So this is also something that is very good to practice, like finding the voice in a different language.
Finding your inner voice.
Inner voice, exactly. speaking of inner voice, that brings me to a question about your inner self, your personal stuff.
Oh, we got to that outside, comment. Okay.
Outside of Toastmasters, how do you like Slovakia? What do you like to do in general in Slovakia? Have you tried our biggest pride, or have you seen our biggest pride, the High Tatras?
I was thinking, okay, what can be the biggest pride? Because maybe it depends on the region. Some people say the Eastern Wedding, some people say High Tatras, some people say just go out to the mountain. I still did not go to High Tatras, but I will remedy soon to that, because we are planning with my girlfriend and some other friends a ski trip. We'll hopefully, finger crossed, for all the waves that might come in the middle. And so not, but in general, I did other pride of the country, like searching for mushroom with my girlfriend and her family. I'm not a great mushroom picker, to be. let's be fair. Once I was able to catch just 3 mushrooms, and as I had an empty basket, they gave me more to carry, and then I fell and I lost more mushroom than what I found. So not a great, not the best, but I really love this tradition. For example, this is something that is very pleasant to wake up early and be useful, because in the end we eat those mushrooms. So
it's not common in Italy.
I see the benefit also after. Sorry?
It's not common in Italy to do this?
No, is it common? Is it common, but where I come from is totally flat and totally without woods. So the only mushroom I've seen before moving to Slovakia were in the supermarket.
So you like skiing, you mentioned. It takes a lot of practice and a lot of learning. So do you consider yourself a learner, or do you like to learn new stuff, try out new stuff?
I do. It's one of the few things I'm happy about myself.
I mean, you came to Slovakia, which is something new, or which was something new on itself. Do you have any fun moments or something you'd like to share you experienced in Slovakia and in your stay here?
So you mean like a nice time that I had here?
Yeah.
Well, definitely many. And from every aspect. Even buying a flat here was very nice. And especially for the bank, but also for us. And so in general, I have had a lot of good moments from many aspects, both the social life, or what Toastmaster gave me, for example, as well, from the professional life, or for the life with my girlfriend. So I'm definitely satisfied about my experience so far. It's not the perfect country, you know better than me, but no country is perfect, and no people.
Exactly.
There's no group everything. Of people is perfect either.
Yeah, exactly. About your plans, do you have any for your future? Doesn't necessarily need to be only to stay here, live here. but also something personal that you are working on, that you want to still learn?
I am not such a believer of long plans because, for example, I never planned to be here, but I'm here. I didn't expect it. So planning is the thing that ruin your, or once something happens, ruin your plan. So, but in general, I'm enthusiastic about learning new things, and definitely, I'm quite sure that it's still going to be the case. And there are some things I dedicated myself to in the last years, like I'm trying to finally become a almost decent guitar player. I will not be a rock star, but maybe one day I will be a decent one. But now it's still not the case.
So it's an electric guitar?
I have both acoustic and electric.
Okay, and electric
but I just play my... I just play in my room. Electric is a Cort. Maybe it's not such a known brand for the people who don't, not in the environment, who maybe are acquainted with the more famous brands like Fender, Gibson. Those are names that you hear in almost everywhere. So it's a good brand. Mine was a very entry-level guitar. I bought it 7 years ago already. So shame on me that I didn't use it properly. I'm happy actually when someone more skilled plays my guitar, at least for one moment, they can sound nicely.
Yeah, so it's used. I think Cort, they look like these really hard rock players. They use this, or they usually have this shape of these guitars.
Some of them have. You mean the V shape eventually?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them they do. The most famous brand with a V shape is the Ibanez. But to be honest, Martin, I'm also not such an expert of guitars in general. So maybe someone more talented than expert will hear this podcast and can correct me if I'm not saying something right.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward for the comments afterwards. And which player do you envy the most? Do you have a favorite one?
Envy no one. I like how Mark Knopfler from the Dire Straits plays.
He
plays mostly with fingers, that's right. So that's a very interesting technique. Actually, I like play also with fingers. Then I like the sounds. It's a different sound than with a pick. And... But in general, I like good solos for good players. So it's I can't really name one besides him.
one last question for the guitar playing. Do you have a favorite solo that you can play or you like to play?
I like the Free Bird solo. I definitely cannot play that. It's a 7 or 8 minute solo played by three guitars at the same time with... some keyboard playing on the background, so it's definitely not my not in my skills, but I like to listen at it.
Okay, I'm very curious about it. You can send me the link afterwards. I will put it in the show notes so that people can also listen to it afterwards. Good, Adriano. So for the closing, just a summary question that we can end the meeting with. How would you summarize your club, your appearance in Toastmasters in those 5 years? You've been there for some time. How do you perceive it?
It was enriching in several aspects of life. It definitely helped me to improve my communication skills. Which then I reduced in some other environments, like at work or other things. And moreover, it was very pleasant to do this with many nice people, like the people in our club. Definitely, the conversation before or after the meeting are also very valuable part, and our club didn't do very well during the lockdown in terms of numbers. But if we remain united and got some ideas to improve and increase and to keep the meeting on a good standard, it was definitely merit of the officers and the other members work together. So I would say that this last part is one of the best part of being a member of Toastmasters.
Very nice. Is there a message that you like to give to our audience?
Yeah, join us every Monday. We meet in either, we'll see when this podcast will be live, can be hybrid or can be live or can be online. So we'll see when you will hear this message. But in general, give it a chance because it can really enrich your life.
So everybody heard it, give it a chance. Toastmasters Bratislava every second Monday.
Every Monday. Every week.
So with that, I conclude these meetings. Thank you very much for listening. Adriano, thank you very much again for coming.
Thanks for inviting.
If you like this episode, feel free to give us a comment, share it on social media. If you have an idea or something that you like to hear about during this podcast, let us know. We will for sure find a way how to deliver the message that you want to hear. Thank you again and have a great evening.
Bye, everyone.